From dating to traveling to simply living, us college students give you the rundown on our different experiences of life situations. This is While Black. While Black is a 30 to 45 minute bi-weekly produced podcast that focuses on different topics each episode, all giving spaced around different situations of Black people and their experiences while Black. So the whole point of the conversation is to open up to new experiences, learn about one another, and not really just talk about the problems itself, but really offer genuine solutions. So for today's episode, I have Taylor Shedrick.
Hi.
This episode, we're going to be talking about from ignorance and curiosity to the welcoming of cultures, and we detail our times abroad while offering our audience, you all, the perspective of being open to new travel, understanding microaggressions, and common culture courtesy. So we're going to establish a way of like having fun while abroad, but we're still respecting one's culture. For Taylor in particular, she is a student here at North Carolina A&T. She's done study abroad via semester at sea, which is really, really cool. And yeah, this episode we based around traveling while Black. So welcome to the show, Taylor. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So first off, let's get into just tell me more about your experiences at semester at sea, the different places you traveled to, and just kind of your experiences with that.
Yeah, so semester at sea was a semester-long program for college students to study abroad, and I was gone for about 4 months, and it's pretty much like the real-life version of Suite Life on Deck, and you get to do college on a ship and travel to 11-plus countries for those 4 months. And so during my voyage, I went on the fall 2022 voyage, we visited countries in Europe, Africa, and Asia.
Very cool. Okay. So you've been everywhere.
Yeah.
Is there any favorite place in particular?
Ooh, that's a tough question. Probably, it's a tie between Kenya and Morocco. Those are one of my favorite ones.
Very nice. So let's get into first topic is curiosity versus ignorance. Can you talk about just your experiences of traveling? What were some of the racial microaggressions you faced? And how those experiences make you feel? And what other advice would you give people in those kind of situations as well?
Yeah, so definitely in countries where they're not really used to seeing Black people, you experience a lot of curiosity and people wanting to take pictures with you. Especially when I went to India in particular, I was bombarded by a bunch of people wanting to take pictures with me and like, oh my gosh, like, I love your hair, like, can I touch your hair and stuff like that. And it was a lot. Like, I was very stressed out about it at one point, but then I kept telling myself like, oh, they're not really used to seeing Black people, so like, I understand why they want to take so many pictures with me, but I felt like I was famous at one point. I was just like, wow, this is a lot to handle, like a big culture shock for me.
Gotcha, very cool. Well, not cool, but it's just like, it's very interesting when you travel abroad, just the different experiences of how other cultures, kind of introduced to you. So what ignorances did you feel like people were portraying to you during those times as well?
Yeah, so I would say sometimes like there's like a fine line between curiosity and ignorance. Like, I can tell when they're being curious, but they won't like understand that the comments that they are making are ignorant. Like, for example, some people would just ask like, oh, where are you from? And I'm just like, oh, I'm from the US. And they're like, yeah, but where are you really from? Mm-hmm. And then it's just like, slavery, like, I don't really know how to really answer that question. I'm from the US. So like, they just pretty much assume that like Black people don't come from the US and like only white people are from the US. And then another like ignorant type of situation that I've experienced is like them trying to relate with me in terms of like selling me products. Like, if I'm going to like some shopping market, they'll be like, oh, like, we love Obama, I'll give you the Obama price. And I'm just like,
oh, that's actually insane.
Like, that's such an interesting comment.
Right.
Or like when I was with my friends, they were calling us the Spice Girls because I was with a pretty diverse friend group. So they're like, oh, like, you guys are the Spice Girls, or oh, you look like Beyonce. And it's just like a weird comment to say to someone, right. But I know they're trying to relate, but like, it's kind of ignorant at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So when you're talking about like, does it ever feel overwhelming when you're in those situations? And just kind of like, what advice would you give to other Black travelers as they're navigating these spaces abroad?
Yeah, so it can become very overwhelming. Like, at one point in India, like, people were handing me their kids, like their babies, to take pictures with them. And like, at that point, I was just like, yeah, I'm not taking any more pictures. I'm not doing this anymore, because like no one wants to be treated like a zoo animal and like always be looked at, because you're also trying to like travel and experience that culture. So you just need to like know when to say no and what is too much for you personally, and just go by that. Like I'll always say, like, just know like how much is too much for you and just abide by those rules and just keep doing you and traveling.
Gotcha. So moving on, that gives a great segue into traveling tips for Black when you're on these adventures while Black, that is. What would you say are things that just Black people can learn and take from when they're, you know, wanting to respect one's culture but still have fun in those kind of aspects?
Yeah, so my first tip is to always do your research. So while like Black people can technically travel wherever they want, it's not wise to just go wherever without doing your research, because there can be like some certain cities or places that are a little bit more racist or aren't safe for Black people to go to. So I would definitely recommend to like do your research on the place that you're trying to go to and make sure like it's safe for Black people to go there, which is unfortunate that we do have to like always like search up a country, like what is it like traveling as a Black person in Morocco? But that's like the biggest number one thing that I would recommend to anyone, to always do your research. Second tip is to know your traveling style when like traveling with different friend groups, because if someone is like a vacationer and they just want to just chill at the resort and go to the beach, someone who's like more of a traveler, like wants to do activities, they're not gonna mesh well in terms of like your traveling styles. And same thing with budget too. If someone has a higher budget than you and you're just trying to do like more budget, like travel saving type of traveling, that's not really gonna mesh well either, because they're just trying to like drop more money than you are. So I would always recommend traveling with someone who has like a similar budget as you.
And do you feel like if you just elaborate on, you feel like there's a difference between a traveler versus someone
a vacationer? Yeah.
Just kind of elaborate more on that in terms of just like literally how do you interact with locals? I know for me and my experiences abroad, obviously nothing to the expansion of what you have and travel to, I'm just in cruises. Like for me, I'm always just a vacationer when I'm abroad. So it's just kind of like, you know, when you're getting on certain lands, you know, just how exactly, what does that look like in terms of being there on land for an extended period of time versus just stopping by?
Yeah, so I would say like the key difference between a vacationer and a traveler is a traveler, they're wanting to do like more activities and are always go, go, go. Like, oh, we're going to stop here and like go on this hike, and then after that, we're going to do this ATV ride. Like, they're always bouncing around doing stuff. Vacationer, I would say like they're more like, let's just relax at the hotel or resort, maybe go to the beach, maybe go shopping, but like it's not really a lot of plans. Like it's more like laid back type of vibe. And I've definitely done both. I've gone between traveling and vacationer, and you just want to know like when you really want to do that for like the specific countries you want to go to, and if you want to be more of the vacationer type of traveler or the let's do a bunch of activities and hop around.
Very cool. What would you say are your favorites, like places you wouldn't want to go back to while being technically in the aspect of being Black, versus places that you would absolutely encourage people to go to?
I feel like I haven't yet like experienced like a really bad vibe from a country yet, like, oh yeah, I'm definitely not ever gonna come back as a Black person. But in terms of like countries I would recommend people to visit as a Black person is any country in Africa, honestly. My times in Kenya and Morocco were amazing. The people were so welcoming, and they're like, oh, you're just like us. Like, they just like vibe with me because I had like a similar skin complexion or just looked like I was from a country in Africa. So like I felt like they related to me more than like, whereas like traveling in Europe, like it's different. Another like cool place that I would recommend like Black people to travel to, like, don't be afraid to go to Europe. I know like I've heard a lot of people talk about like the bad experiences they've had in Europe, but for me personally, I know it's like different for everyone, but me personally, I didn't really have a lot of bad experiences in Europe. People have also been pretty welcoming, especially in Croatia. That was the one country I was nervous about because people have talked about like racism in Croatia, but when I went, like, it was pretty chill. A lot of people were very welcoming and nice, and that was honestly like my favorite European country I've ever gone to. It's so beautiful. Yes. So Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. So yeah, I know from my experiences, obviously I'm just more of a traveler, just kind of go vacations. I've done a lot of cruises, but specifically Mexico is kind of where I've gone the most. And it's very interesting how when you're dealing with Latinas and, you know, people of Hispanic culture, they're just very, they know that they're the minority when they come to the U.S., obviously. And then, but then when we go to them, it's also the same thing. They're well aware that we as Black people are the minority in their places. So I felt very, very welcomed. I've never had a bad experience. It's all been pretty well. I had to sit in a taxi ride. That was the most interesting one, where, like, he was just cracking jokes, laughing. Like, it was... like, he knew us, like, we were one of the homies. Like, it was so funny, but it was lots of fun. So I just want to encourage all of our audience and listeners to, you know, just don't take the good with the bad, and, you know, just watch carefully where you go. I think you would, like, agree with that as well, but vacation must be fun, and you should go, and this is encouragement to always continue to travel. Well, thank you, Taylor, so much for all of your commentary. That was, I think, very, very helpful and beneficial to everyone listening. Do you have any final words that you would say, any words of advice, any encouragement that you would want to give people?
Well, first, thank you for having me. My last advice that I would give to anyone thinking about traveling is to just do it. If you're considering going somewhere, just do it. You only have one life to live, so just always try and go somewhere and experience new cultures.
Absolutely. Love that. So thank you so much for, thank you so much for being here today. We're going to close this episode, and we look forward to seeing you all next week when we talk about code-switching while Black. We're going to get into HBCU culture, what it looks like in the professional world, and just kind of how that intertwines with, you know, when you're leaving a Black space, how do you translate that into your work 9-to-5 work life. So that'll be next week's episode, and we look forward to seeing you there. This is While Black.